you know, it's good. It could have been a final. It's very good, as I say. It's very good for the area. You know, it's good for children. It's good for everybody in the area. You know, considering that a lot of the Kilcare team weren't even born. You know, most of the forward line last week wasn't even born. You know, when we got the last final. So for the parish, it's a great occasion. Yeah.
You know, you really are the Forum team playing brilliant football all year. I think you only lost two games. Was it probably two star games?
The form goes out the window. You know, at the end of the day, you know, our semi final was good, but I mean, you know, the semi final is a route to the final. You know, that's where you won. That's why semi finals are there. Semi finals are there to get to the, you know, to get to the final. So the form, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, next week, you know, next weekend will determine. You know, the form team normally wins the championship. You know, and on the final day, whoever plays to their potential next weekend will win it. You know, none of our players have ever played a county final before. I mean, I know before county final is a very special day. It's a very big day, and you know, in a player's life, it's up there with the All Ireland finals. You know, to be, you know, we're playing against Glenswally. This is Glenswally's fifth final. You know, they've been in the Ulster Club final only 3 years ago. You know, so they're formidable outfit. You know, they have, you know, plenty of experience.
Talking about the team, you know, you have your own Owen, you have Mark, and you have Ryan, and you have Patrick McBearty, Steve McBearty. They're the marquee players, but there's a lot of other quality in there as well, isn't there?
Oh, they are, there's no doubt. Oh, we certainly have potential. I mean, the potential has been there. You know, a lot of these lads have won minors and under-21s, and I mean, along with our county players, like, you know, the backup players are there, but I mean, they have been coming and they've done a great effort, to be fair to them lads this year. You know, everybody from the county players, you know, the club players as well, what we call the standard club players, I mean, they've put in a massive effort as well.
What do you say to the people that say everybody's making Kilcare favourites, but they're always saying there's the Michael Murphy and the Neil Gallagher factor? Do you buy into that?
Well, you know, I mean, Glenswally have proven as well. I'm not saying, you know, whether we're favourites or not, if we are, you know, there's no problem with that. But I mean, like, Glenswally, I mean, two players don't get you to five county finals, get you an Ulster Club final. You know, there's no doubt there's two fabulous players. I mean, two as good a players as ever played for Donegal. But I mean, Glenswally also, they've Copper, they've Kieran Warner, they've the Kellys. You know, Joe Gibbons is playing as well as I've ever seen him play. They're a formidable outfit as well. And, you know, and we're looking forward to the county final. Hopefully, it'll be a good game. You know, you have two year better teams this last. You know, 2 year top, what, five or six teams.
What kind of game are you expecting? Obviously, Glenswally are going to be pretty defensive, and that's something you have to work around.
It is, but Tom, you know, I wouldn't get too carried away with what kind of a game it is. I mean, we've seen the All Ireland final, you had two black cards before half time. You know, we could talk here and analyse the game and overanalyse it. You know, but I mean, at the end of the day, you have a lot of quality players on both teams, and you're looking forward, hopefully, to get a chance, you know, to express themselves on that day.
As we said, the last time was 1993, 23 years gap. Are you good enough?
Well, next Sunday evening, whatever time, 5 o'clock or half five, is actually the best team normally wins at home on the day.